What about the issue of BEV plus intraperitoneal therapy?
Well, that's a very important question because intraperitoneal chemotherapy is considered a standard option in patients with stage 3 ovarian cancer, especially those patients who have had an optimal cytoreductive surgery. There are three phase 3 trials which have demonstrated a survival advantage with intraperitoneal regimens in combination with some IV therapy compared to standard IV regimens. So it's important for us to establish the safety and efficacy of treating patients with these intraperitoneal cytotoxic regimens in combination of bevacizumab. There are some phase 1/feasibility trials that are being done now, and actually the anticipation is that there is a phase 3 trial that's currently under development to examine modified intraperitoneal cytotoxic therapy in patients with stage 3 optimally debulked ovarian cancer in combination with bevacizumab. So we're trying to establish efficacy and tolerability now, but I think the plan is, as long as those trials do not demonstrate unacceptable toxicity, that we will be seeing that in the context of IP therapy. I think it's important to also note that there's another phase 3 trial of bevacizumab in frontline therapy being conducted through the ICON group, which is ICON 7. There are several important differences between the frontline GOG trial and the ICON 7 trial. The most important difference is that it's a two-arm trial with arms that are similar to arm 1 of the GOG 218 trial, which is standard therapy, and then the second arm is concomitant plus extended bevacizumab, so it looks like arm 3 of GOG 218. The patient population is different in that all patients who require cytotoxic therapy, including patients with high-risk stage 1 disease, patients with stage 2 disease, through stage 4 disease, are eligible to enroll in ICON 7, whereas GOG 218 enrolls patients only with stage 3 and 4 disease. And ICON 7's primary endpoint is progression-free survival rather than overall survival. And the final difference is that the ICON 7 trial is not placebo-controlled, so it's completely open label.